You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I was watching SVP over the weekend, and Bad Beats, I think it's on Monday when he does Bad Beats, great segment. And I saw the worst beat that I have seen, I think, in gambling history. Does anyone know? It involved Texas A&M and LSU basketball. Does anyone have any recollection of this?
No, I have no idea. Nope.
Okay, Texas A&M, the team total for Texas A&M was 67.5, okay? They're beating LSU 63-60 with 9 minutes left in the game. So with 9 minutes left in the game, you just need 4 more points from Texas A&M. With 7.5 minutes left, they hit a 3 to make it 66-60. So they have 7.5 minutes to get one basket, and they end up losing the game 78-66.
God.
I mean, like,
it's a bad beat.
And they were showing the clips of just bunny after bunny, free throws being missed. It was painful to watch, and I didn't have any money on it.
You want to know what a bad beat is, Chris?
Yeah.
Try GameStop. Getting in on GameStop at $387.
Wait, where do you own it? Can I hear that price again?
$387.
Mike is looking for the sound, but Chris, I'm not certain if that is... It's a terrible bad beat. I don't know if it's worse than Pete Rose's bad beat story that he told.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that has to be the worst of all time, and Mike's going to have the sound for us in a second.
Or someone jumped over a wall and, like, took out the horse or something.
I had a horse sticks in front one night.
Oh, so, sorry. I have that the 10 hours of ambient sound. Second, I'm gonna have to stop that before I go to Pete Rose.
That's Radio Row. I mean, buzz it.
It's an ad for cookies.
I had a horse sitting in front one night at Latonia, which is a track in Cincinnati, and a damn deer ran out of the woods and knocked my jockey off the horse.
That's hilarious.
That's the guy's on his feet, guys. A deer ran out of the damn woods and knocked the horse jockey off the damn horse.
How much was your horse winning by?
He was 6.5 in front going down the backside. Since then, they put a wall up at the track now, so deers can't get on the track.
Which bad beat is worse, Chris?
Yeah, I think that one's worse, actually. But come on, man. That is insane. That was such a bad beat.
I know. But Charlie Hustle.
Since I got my two golf guys engaged right now, the best competition on the Pro Tour is this weekend. And it's going to be a little heartbreaking to watch. Sugats,
yeah.
You're familiar with the Waste Management Open out in Phoenix.
Of course, yeah.
Is it the 16th hole?
It's a par 3 16th hole. It's the biggest party on tour. It's the biggest party in golf. Golf is not known for partying. That feels like you're at a football game. It does. And they're trying to distract the players as they hit the ball. It's fantastic.
It feels like the Darts World Championships. It's people singing, and they keep attracting bigger and bigger golfers. It used to be kind of like a sideshow attraction, and people would just go for the party. But now the golfers want in on the party. Was it Ricky Fowler that was just cheering on the crowd to keep cheering on one of his putt attempts?
Yes.
At 16. So, like, it's going to make me sad watching this. I think they limited it to 8,000 people. So there are going to be some people there. It'll be interesting to see what kind of atmosphere they can have.
If they put 8,000 people at that hole, Mike, it will still feel like that atmosphere. Because I'm telling you, the 8,000 people are going to go to that hole eventually. It's the 16th hole, so eventually you have to get there.
They got to have loads of distancing there, especially with the optics. But I'm going to watch because it's always on my calendar. This is so much fun, but it's always just to people watch to see that 16th hole.
Yes.
And now I'm curious to see how this comes off. Chris, are you a Waste Management Open guy?
I mean, I have fun at the Honda Classic. I can only imagine what being in at that 16th hole is like, because I get wild on the 14th hole at the Honda, but no one else is doing it. I'm the only one doing it. At least at the Waste Management Open, there's a lot of people getting wasted.
What are you doing at the Honda? Like, what? Paint a picture.
Oh, man, that what is it? What the hell? I'm drawing Tito's. That Tito's tent, man. That Tito's vodka tent at that Honda Classic. Hey, Stugatz, that's to you, man. You always hook me up with that.
I know, I do. You're welcome, by the way. I wish golf would do more of that, Mike. I've been, like, Chris and I have had this discussion. I wish golf, that Waste Management Open, the reason it's on your calendar, the reason it's so much fun is because it's different. Because it's fans heckling golfers, and it's golfers embracing being heckled and asking for more. It's kind of like wrestling. I mean, the way Ricky Fowler was last year, he was like, more, more, more. And I wish golf would do that more. Like, I wish we had a hole at every tournament where the fans could just heckle the golfers. That'd be great. Like, aim in corner, Augusta. That'd be so much fun, man. But hallowed ground, I guess. Can't do it.
Why is golf? Why do we take golf so serious? Why isn't it a sport that, you're just allowed to yell at players? Let's change the rules.
It seems you need to concentrate.
Nah.
You also need to concentrate at darts.
That's a good point. You need to concentrate at football, I'm pretty certain, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm just pretty stuck up.
What sport
Tennis
requires
is the same.
What sport requires the least amount of concentration?
Hmm.
I like tennis.
But that's the one where everyone's super quiet. They really judge you. They're in charge.
Oh, they'll get mad at you.
Yeah. I've been there like whispering, and like security comes up and just gives me a glance. Yeah. And intimidates me.
Does it?
Well, I was doing cocaine out in the open.